because what you are living, what you are living in your physical body never ceases to cause the inner being part of you to expand, so you're always in the process of getting up to speed with the expansion that you are causing, you see. So don't worry about whether it sounded upstream or downstream when we were talking to someone else. You didn't even have all of the facts within you. In other words, we weren't talking about your vibrational escrow. We weren't talking about where you are. In other words, we're just demonstrating the process. And while many of you can feel it's upstream or it's downstream, it is such a personal thing that we really want you, especially those of you who are running around in packs and herds with each other, especially those of you who are having studied groups together and who are having online chat groups together, we really want you to leave this gathering with one very powerful intention. I'm going to mind my own business. Because when you get your nose in somebody else's boat, when you try to figure out what's upstream or what's downstream for them, you complicate things. You bring your own set of dynamics right to the picture, you see. Mm-hmm. And that's what so many of you have been attempting to do. You're trying to figure out what the whole world thinks or what a good part of the world thinks. You're trying to get the circumstances all lined up so that you can vote on which ones are the right ones. And you're not ever going to sort that out. But when you finally get it, that the only thing that you're sorting out is your own vibrational relationship with the expanded being that you are, and you begin to understand that you are a vibrational being and wanting it says it's done. And then you realize that all you've got to do is stop doing that thing that's got you pointed upstream, and you're the only one that can know whether you're turning. When you get pointed downstream, Esther was so exhilarated after the gathering yesterday, she could hardly stay in her body. She said, I got it. I can feel that it's all about vibration. It doesn't have anything to do with what is. Why I would spend one moment feeling uncomfortable about one thing that is, when is only the jumping off place to whatever it is that I'm wanting. Why would I ever look back? And even worse, why would I ever look down? Why would I ever focus upon anything in my now that is anything less than making my heart soar when I've got all this promise over here that is at stake? Why would I spend a moment complaining about something or pointing out something that's wrong or criticizing something when the world is my oyster and the universe is my helper and the fairies of the universe are lining up and everything that I could ever want is out there for me? Why would I do anything other than go downstream? And we said, you're a little upstream, Esther. Just a little upstream in that.
I get it. Thank you. Yeah.
Very good.
I have just one more question. I'm just wondering how you've probably answered this a million times, but I've never heard it. Why we create dreams, and should we be afraid of nightmares?
Well, you create dreams in the same way that you create your actual real life experience. And we smile to ourselves as we use your words, as we are explaining your life back to you through your perspective, because your real life and your dream state life are not so different as you think they are. They're all products of your vibrational interpretation. But what you would call my waking state is more stable because more of you have agreed upon more of it, and so it's this basis of reality that is more substantial. But your dream state is substantial too. You create it because what you think about, or the vibration you offer, and what comes to you, what manifests, whether it manifests in your real life waking state or whether it manifests in a dream, it is all the same process. So in the same way that we don't want you to be afraid of your emotions, we would not like you to say, oh, I touched the hot stove, and I touched the hot stove. I don't know why I'm doing it. Almost everybody I know does it. We would not want Novocaine in your fanny or your fingers. We want you to feel the hot stove because it's important information. And we want your emotions to be indicators so that you can make a conscious decision about